All right. Well, if you were listening to breakfast this morning, you would have heard that perhaps throwing a tantrum back to your toddler is not the best way to go about things when your toddler is throwing a tantrum. So I thought we'd talk to an expert, someone who knows what they're talking about. Dr. Justin Coulson is a parenting researcher, speaker and author from happyfamilies.com.au, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Emma, I've heard so many people say that, you know, when the toddler has a tantrum, especially in the shopping centre, that you should just get right down on the floor and and have a tantrum with them. You know, do the whole, you know, the dying fly spinning around on your back kind of thing. And I've heard so many people say that they've done it, or their dad did it, or their mum did it. I would expect that whenever we go to the shopping centre, we should just anticipate that there'll be somebody on the floor having a tantrum next to their toddler. I've never seen it happen. People swear it happens and it works. I've never seen it happen, and I've never seen any research to support the approach. I just don't think we can get a good sample to actually try it.
But, Justin, you know, I have to tell you, I've done this once. Only once. And do you know what my kids said? They said, Mum, that was just weird.
Right. Yeah. And that was the 2-year-old. Imagine what the 8-year-old said.
And weird it was. Anyway, that's why I'm not a parenting expert. And you are. So tell us what we should do.
All right. Well, the first thing that we need to do is remember that when our children are having a tantrum, it's coming from a place where they've got an unmet need. They're upset about something. And the reality is our kids really only get upset about 6 main things. And you can remember it by the acronym HALTSS. That's HALTS. It would be HALTS, but there's an extra S, so it's HALTS.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And that stands for hungry, angry, lonely, tired, stressed, or sick.
Wow. Hang on, I've got to write these down.
If they're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, stressed, or sick, that's the main reason. Now, sometimes there will be other issues, but they're the main issues. Now, if we can identify that, we're already halfway to solving the tantrum before it becomes a tantrum, and that's the next key. We've got to get in early before it blows up and before it becomes absolutely full-blown crazy tantrum time. Unfortunately, our children, our toddlers in particular, they're tiny little people. They're brand new people, and they don't have the language capacity. They don't have the knowledge to express themselves in effective ways. They also don't know how to regulate their emotions or the behaviors particularly well. And so when something difficult happens that makes them hungry, angry, lonely, tired, stressed, or sick, they just lose it because they don't know how to do anything else. The typical things that we do, Emma, are we either get cranky with them. Would you cut that out right now? Stop it. Calm down. And what child has ever said, good point, Mum, I think that I should.
Very true.
Makes things worse. And I call that disapproving or turning against our kids. The second alternative that we'll often see, by the way, we see that most of the time in public because people don't want to be embarrassed by having misbehaving, challenging children. When we're in private, though, quite often the alternate response is that we just ignore them. You know, people always say when your child's having a tantrum, don't reward the problem behavior with attention. Ignore it and it'll go away. I call that dismissing our children or turning away from them. And both lead to lousy outcomes as a general rule. What we need to do is the opposite of turning against or turning away, and that is we turn towards. We recognize why the tantrum is happening or why it's about to happen. And then we very carefully invite our child to come and have a hug or to talk with us about it. Now, not all toddlers want to talk. Not all toddlers can be logical enough. But we invite them to be close. We invite them to connect. And we try to meet their needs. And if their needs can't be met, we don't say, you cut that out right now. You cannot have a lollipop. I told you before we came in here, you can't have a lollipop. What we do instead is we say, oh, you want a lollipop so badly. I can give you a cuddle and we can have a strawberry or a black currant. You know, or a blackberry or a blueberry, but, you know, we give them choices and we offer them hugs and we keep them close. And usually that will actually help. Sometimes it doesn't, in which case we say, okay, well, let's go somewhere quiet so that we can calm down together. What we need to do is we need to be calmer than our child. And if you had a toddler having a tantrum, that shouldn't be that hard, yet a lot of parents struggle to do that.
There's some great tips there, Justin. I think this is my favorite segment since we've started.
you're very kind.
I've actually been taking notes. There you go. I love it. Thank you so much, Justin. Really appreciate it.
That's a pleasure, Emma. Thank you.
And you can catch more from Justin at happyfamilies.com.au.